A dreadful wait for news of loved ones. For some, the tension too much to bear. At 8:40 a.m., an ordinary morning descended into something unthinkable, a mass shooting. Witnesses described how a 13-year-old boy suddenly opened fire on students inside a hallway before entering his history classroom. He shot the teacher first, then turned the weapon on his classmates as they tried to flee, killing and wounding many.
I was walking up the stairs and I could hear a sound that I thought maybe were kids throwing firecrackers, having fun. But then I could hear it more and the sound was coming from the front of the school. I saw the security guard falling to the ground, so I quickly ran from where I was.
A security guard is also among the dead. The teacher left fighting for her life.
This tragedy occurred in the Vladislav Rybnik primary school of the Vračar municipality of the city of Belgrade. Unfortunately, 8 children died and 1 security guard was also killed. The injured children and 1 school teacher have been hospitalized. No one can bring these children back to their parents.
As parents and emergency services hurried to the elementary school in the Serbian capital, the suspect was on the phone to the police, confessing the shooting before being arrested in the schoolyard. Described as quiet and good pupil and said to be new to the class, he was led away by police, his face covered. There is yet no known motive for an attack that the police said was carefully planned.
This was the list of children that he intended to kill. He did it alone. He made the plan by himself. The plan of entering the school, of exiting. It was found on his desk. And as he said, he determined the priority targets. This sketch looks like a video game, a horror movie.
This sort of things does not happen very often in Serbia, where strict gun laws apply. But in a region wrecked by war in the 90s, a weapon isn't hard to come by, like the one used on this occasion to shatter the peace of a school day. Ognjen Zoric, Al Jazeera, Belgrade.